USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on his way back to the United States after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president holding a news conference lasted about 45 minutes, where the president made it clear that the United States, he said, will act in certain cases.
How we'll respond to specific kinds of actions that harm America's interest.
When it comes to Russia, former acting DNI director Richard Grenell tells Fox News we need to remember one thing.
They are not someone that we can trust, and so we're going to have a relationship where we do what Ronald Reagan said. You can trust their words, but you got to verify and then come back to them and make sure you hold them to account because they're going to lie.
The heat wave is continuing on the West Coast with over 60 million Americans under heat advisories or heat warnings. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he and President Biden have agreed to return to the United States and Russian ambassadors to their posts in Moscow and Washington, D.C. After his big summit with Biden in Geneva, Putin telling reporters the two sides have agreed to continue talks on nuclear security. And as far as his conversations with Biden, Putin saying,
the talks were very constructive. Personally, I was convinced that President Biden is an experienced person. And it's clear that we spoke face-to-face for almost 2 hours. It doesn't happen with all leaders that you have such a detailed conversation face-to-face.
Speaking before the Senate, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the United States is well on its way to a robust economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Yellen was pressed about inflation during that Senate hearing and said it's being taken very seriously. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Retired Tulsa Police Sergeant Sean Larkin is voicing his concern over a more hostile anti-police environment, noting fears law enforcement officials in America experience amid a rising crime and a push to make the police the bad guys. Larkin also says the word is out amongst crooks that some crimes, such as theft under certain dollar amounts, are not being prosecuted.
Yeah, that's bonkers. You know, I spent the majority of my career chasing violent criminal offenders. I was with the gang unit, with our crime gun unit, and guess what? Bad guys run from the police. And guess what? It's our job to chase them and get them in custody. And so when the criminals themselves know that that's a policy, because that will start spreading around, these guys will run left and right. We've already seen it with vehicle pursuits in a lot of jurisdictions where some agencies can't chase people at all. They can't chase people on motorcycles. And so these guys toy with police officers when they run for them. Obviously, we know of some of the crimes, like particularly out in California, in San Francisco, for instance, where they're not prosecuting, you know, misdemeanor shoplifting. And so bad guys are cleaning up there, stealing. And they are going to take advantage of this in Chicago.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and it's 100% capacity at Yankee Stadium starting this Friday with the series opener against the Oakland A's. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.